Good morning. This is Nikov Radio. Here are today's main stories. The United States Vice President J.D. Vance has accused Iran of what he described as economic terrorism in the Strait of Hormuz. The comments come as a U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports comes into effect. Mr. Vance said progress had been made during talks over the weekend, but added, quote, "The ball is in Iran's court." The Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most critical oil routes, and tensions there continue to impact global markets. Lebanon has entered into talks with Israel amid growing regional instability. However, analysts say Lebanon has limited leverage in the negotiations, describing its position as weak. The discussions come as violence continues across parts of the region. A watchdog has launched an investigation into 11 police officers over their handling of the Wimbledon school crash. The case has raised serious questions about response procedures and accountability within policing. The inquiry is expected to examine whether proper protocols were followed. A former NATO chief is expected to warn that the UK's national security is in peril. The warning comes amid rising global tensions and ongoing conflicts in multiple regions. The speech is likely to call for increased defense spending and stronger international cooperation. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have arrived in Australia for a four-day tour. The visit is expected to include engagements focused on community projects and social causes. In Greece, authorities are facing criticism after reports that masked migrants are being used to forcibly push others back across the border. Human rights groups have raised concerns over the legality and ethics of such practices. Officials have yet to respond in detail to the allegations. British band Oasis is among a record number of UK acts entering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The recognition highlights the global influence of British music over the decades. And finally, the Taste of Africa Manchester 2026 event is set to take place on May 30th. The festival will celebrate African culture, food, music, and community, bringing together people from across the region. Organizers say the event aims to promote unity and cultural exchange. Cloudy this morning, with some sunny intervals developing later. Temperatures reaching around 13 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nikov Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.